We interrupt this program to bring you more news from the WRVA radio newsroom relative to tonight's plane crash about 2 miles southeast of Bird Field. First of all, we report that there are two known survivors at this time, both members of the plane's crew. They are at MCV Hospital now. They've been identified as 30-year-old Francis William Toythras and 29-year-old Ronald Conway, both of Florida, and members of the plane's crew, which tentatively the plane has been identified as one owned and chartered by Imperial Airlines. Now, WRVA Radio's news director, Jack, scene of tonight's plane crash. So we're going to bring in Jack for a report from him and talk with him and see what we can learn relative to this plane crash from Jack Clements, who has been on the scene. Come in, Jack.
Well, Hank, if you remember the plane crash we caught in Charles City County, this one is even worse because this airplane that was a Constellation is now nothing but a charred wreckage. Flames are still climbing high in the sky, and you can see them for miles around. The only thing remaining of the airplane now, and we just came back from it, it's very inaccessible. The only thing remaining is the tail section and a portion of the nose section. The fuselage generally is completely demolished. If anyone, in addition to those two survivors, has survived, then they have been thrown clear of the wreckage and they have not been found here yet. There are a number of volunteer firemen, and there are, of course, professional firemen and policemen, and there are servicemen, and there are volunteers.